Hi everyone. I'm going to talk about practice. I want to start by saying that practice to me means frequent experience, so that something becomes habitual. And so those experiences might be repetitive, doing the same thing again and again and again and again, like recitations of words or a particular phrase on a musical instrument. Research knowledge about the importance of practice comes from a variety of places. For example, practicing the fingering of a particular musical passage, the same thing again and again and again. But it's not the finished article. You do that so that muscle memory takes over. The pianist doesn't have to think about that, and it frees the pianist up to think about other things like dynamics and how that phrase fits with everything else. There's an old bit of research about practice that people still refer to often, about expert chess players who remember thousands of different configurations. But this is thousands of different configurations. And this isn't recall from a blank slate. This is recognition. I've seen that before. And what matters is not so much recognizing the configuration, but working out what to do with it in the current context. Automatization of behavior doesn't help. The recognition helps. But what is required is the awareness and attention and alertness to the effects of possibilities given that recognized configuration. Which of these two kinds of memory are most like learning mathematics? The recognition of structures and their possibilities, or doing the same thing again and again and again and again? Now, frequent experience over time can achieve either of those ends. But we have to be very clear which of those ends are being achieved. There are very few things in mathematics that require automatization. Far more are actions that require some cognitive engagement, some understanding, some awareness, some consciousness. Automatization requires no cognitive engagement. And those things tend to be words, like number words, multiplication words, and so on. But even so, there are some very, very high achieving mathematicians who could not recite their tables. Instead, they would recognize a number and they would know the possibilities in terms of multiples and factors that come with that number, because their memory is for number structure and not for individual facts. Most of what's required in mathematics is very far from automatization. It is aware behavior, performing actions while observing the effect of those actions. If we practice particular mathematical procedures, we don't do exactly the same thing over and over and over again. We do similar things, but we stay aware of what might be different in each example. So research that is about factual recitation is inappropriate for thinking about the frequent experiences that learners of mathematics need. Rutetsky's research about gifted school mathematics students found that what they remembered were structures rather than facts. Now, you have to be a bit careful here. Is that why they were identified as gifted? Is that our definition of gifted? If so, that could be our definition of mathematical strength, which could be memory for structures, rather than getting too tied up with memory for facts. They could recognise mathematical structures, and those presented possibilities for action. Recognition, cognitive science tells us, is far easier than recall. And recognition comes from frequent experience over time, and in particular, frequent varied experience over time. And we're not talking here about learning lists of words. We're talking about recognizing structure. This doesn't mean frequent repetitive experience, because repetitive experience often includes practicing errors. Often includes the practicing of an inner speech pattern that is actually wrong, or that is unhelpful and going to be misused later on. A classic is two negatives make a positive. We see mistaken application of two negatives mean a positive all over the place. Or a failure to notice connections between examples that might have told us about structural relationships. Why did this question give that answer, where this question gave the same answer? Or two similar questions that give a different kind of answer? Or two things that appear to be similar, but what we assume about one actually breaks down when we look at the other? Well-designed sequences of questions might be treated as an exercise for automatic behaviour, one after the other, rather than a structured collection of informative examples of an underlying concept. So the word practice might include repetitive examples, but the aim of those should not be mindless repetition or behaviour that is unconnected to any mathematical understanding. In other words, the goal of mathematical practice should rarely be automatization. Instead, it should be familiarity with mathematical relationships and structures in a variety of places. Another word that tends to go with practice is consolidation. This word seems to be used to describe an outcome of practice, which is the formation of something in long-term memory. Dictionaries talk about a unified whole. Consolidation is about making a unified whole. So we could compare it to the notion of chunking in cognitive science, which is where instead of seeing a mathematical object as a collection of separate elements, we see it as a consolidation of a mathematical structure, that word structure again. But this isn't the same as automatization, but it's possible that the word is unhelpful because it implies something immutable. The schema in long-term memory need in mathematics to be adaptable and transformable in the light of later experience. Otherwise, learners get stuck in elementary and limited meanings. Whatever is practiced and how it is practiced needs to leave the field with questions that allow what Piaget called accommodation in light of later experience. Unfortunately, we're stuck with the word practice for all these meanings, and therefore it gets a good press or a bad press, depending on your point of view about the learning of mathematics. Instead, as with most pedagogic instructions, it needs to be tested against the nature of mathematics, and if you're reading research about practice, against how mathematics is configured in that research. If it's about learning an unconnected list of numbers, then fine, but that's not mathematics. It's too easy to reach for the idea of practice in a vague way to solve so-called deficiencies in learning. And in the Ofsted Research Review, these different ideas of practice all appear, but they seem to be randomly muddled. For example, The advice given is given that learners with lower levels of mathematical skills should have a greater number of repetitions to attain automaticity of facts and methods. However, although automaticity in some facts is helpful, what's required in methods is more likely to be awareness and alertness to possibilities and frequent experience of using those methods that reveals useful relationships. One of the research studies they refer to compares three groups of learners. This is a really interesting study for those who are aficionados of practice. It compares three groups of learners who have each been taught some algebra which is new to them. One group is given 50 similar questions. Another group is given 50 cumulative varying questions that build in complexity. And the third group is given 100 similar questions. They are then all given some problems that have not appeared in any of the practice sequences. The group that had been given the varying questions outperformed both of the other groups. Becoming mathematical was not about more practice to automaticity, but about being given questions that, in the words of Pisa, activated cognition. I'm fairly sure that the group that had 100 similar questions were having dreams about them, but that wasn't helping them to answer different problems on the same kind of conceptual material. The Ofsted Review refers to that study, but they don't draw any recommendations from it, which seems surprising. Instead, they stick to automatization as the desirable outcome of practice. However, all is not lost, because the review also mentions the notions of deliberate practice, intelligent practice, and purposeful practice. And as I've suggested, the most usual desirable outcome is a level of structural and relational awareness that can be achieved from varied tasks rather than totally repetitive tasks. As always, from the DfE, there's an underappreciation of the importance of developing conceptual knowledge over time and its role in mathematical competence, confidence, and pleasure. Because as well as my previously mentioned dangers of over-reliance on repetitive practice, there's also the danger of boredom, which I'm sure some of us remember from school. I'm going to end with a quotation from a research paper by Caro Lenkite and Kyriakides, based on the PISA data of 2012. The title is Teaching Strategies and Differential Effectiveness Across Learning Contexts. Now, I'm very sorry that Ofsted didn't refer to this, or I don't think they did, or at least they didn't draw from it, because what they find looking over performances and teaching practices and pupils' reports from varied countries is this: cognitive activation strategies were positively and consistently related to mathematics performance across education systems. Students who reported their mathematics teachers asked questions that made them reflect on problems, asked students to decide the procedures for solving complex problems, presented problems in different contexts, helped them to learn from the mistakes they had made, asked them to explain how they solved a problem, and presented problems that demanded to apply what they've learnt in new contexts, tended to perform better in mathematics, irrespective of the socioeconomic characteristics of their families and schools. I'll say that again. This is irrespective of socioeconomic characteristics of the context. Now, it would be lovely if Ofsted inspection regime looked for those kinds of classroom behaviour. not fluency, not automatization, but cognitive activation in dialogue with the teacher. That's all for now. Bye.